Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. We're in the home stretch, so call now. Get on early because we want to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about this morning. I think we only have one line free at the moment, so hop on it, 303-713-7600. I have a lot of stuff to share with you, but since we were just recently talking about waffles, let me just say this picture of Obama on the box, which is really heinous. They took pictures, you know, they're saying, well, it's like personality, like, you know, Newman's Own or Emeralds. Well, the only difference is they're pictures of Paul Newman as he really is, or Emeril as he really is. For the picture of Obama on this right-wing reactionary, big surprise, created box. Why, Obama's lips have been thickened. He has popping eyes as he stares at a plate of waffles and smiles broadly. It's done. The packaging is evocative of Aunt Jemima, who is widely criticized as a demeaning stereotype. So it's like, but guess what? That didn't stop the Values Vote Summit organizers from selling Obama waffles for $10 a box. It was created by this not-so-funny promotional product by somebody who works at Fox. Big surprise. The credit goes to, according to the blog, and I'm getting all of this from articles quoted, from the AP, on the liberaloc.com. It says here that Mark Whitlock and Bob DeMoss, two writers from Franklin, Tennessee, created the mix. They sold it for $10 a box. And by the way, this was the lobbying arm of the Family Research Council, who we all know and love on the liberal side since they're so right-wing and reactionary. And with a Colorado twist, the socially conservative public policy groups present and who co-sponsored the summit were American Values and Focus on the Family Act. Oh, wow. Waffles went on sale Thursday and weren't banned until Saturday. This was dated September 12th, so I guess it was last Saturday. So I guess, you know what? Oh, so sad. They got called out being the racist jerks they really, truly, really are. You know, unmasked, racist, disgusting, despicable stereotype. Not funny at all. But that doesn't stop them, does it? It never stops them from descending to the ugly, the slime. You know, I could do a whole show, whole four-hour show on how ugly, negative, and nasty the stereotypes have been in this campaign. Mike in Fort Collins, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
How you doing?
Good morning.
How you doing this fine morning, Aaron?
I am personally swell.
There
I'm a little worried about our country.
Me too. A couple of things. Maybe I'll just switch number one to number two. I got back last week from the UK, and if you don't think those people are worried about McCain being elected, you have your head in your sand. I bet 20 people asked me, "What do you think about this election?" I said, "You know, we have a problem. This McCain's going to is election, and they elected, and they agree." You know, and any of you neocons out there who are listening, you damn well better listen to what the average guy on the street in England and Scotland are saying, because their leaders are under extreme pressure, you know, to bring troops home and not redeploy them.
No matter how you feel about the surge, and there can be honest disagreement about what I think personally, the Sunni awakening helped, and so did the Shia stopping to fight each other as much. But, you know, it is true that maybe it helped a little, but what's the long picture? Do we really want to be there for years and years and years and years when they don't want us there at all? This is ridiculous, and I agree with you. The British government was also, the world markets were roiling in fear of what was going on in the United States of America. And we had to follow the British lead in stopping short selling in order to get the markets calmed down. It's just insane, Mike, and I can't take four more years. I'm going to work my head off as much as I can on the radio and register people to vote and try to make sure we ride to victory, because really, I think our country, I was just reading something about nasty things that are going on in this campaign, and for the first time in memory, if not history, 400 rabbis in this country are banding together to talk about Obama and why he's better for the country. And that just doesn't happen.
Right, right. Well, I think any British leader that says, "I'll follow McCain to the gates of hell," is going to find out he's going to be out of office real quick.
Well, I hope so, but the Electoral College maps are really tight, and, you know, McCain keeps having a slight lead in the recent days, and he's still behind with enough votes to win the country overall if Barack wins Pennsylvania, but that's where I read the story with all the racists coming out of the closet, the little weasels. I want to be very careful, and we've got to make sure that we carry people to vote. I mean, a lot of my relatives in the South are voting for Barack Obama, so there's hope for America. Not that that my family would necessarily be particularly racist, necessarily, but some of them might hesitate. And, you know, everybody's got people in their family who you wish were more enlightened. But I would hope to goodness that, you know, because we've got archbishops working against this ticket. We've got, you know, there are a lot of people who have a lot on the line in this election. And the old boy network is not going to go quietly or easily. Let me put it that way.
That's true. And one real quick thing, and then I'll let, you know, I know you've got other callers. You talked about Alan Berg yesterday.
Yes.
The people that killed him were the Aryan Brotherhood.
Right, white supremacists from up here.
Right, right. The leader got killed and was surrounded.
Whidbey Island.
Whidbey Island. Mm-hmm. And the other three are in Canyon City. Yeah, Canyon City. Their spiritual leader was a guy up here in La Porte by the name of Pete Peters, and that's where the plan was hatched and quote unquote perfected.
Right.
And so I mean he's a. I haven't seen or heard of him in years. He's not listed in the phone book anymore, unless it's an unlisted number. But he was one of these, you know, evangelical, charismatic churches or whatever, and that's where he read into the Bible. Says it's okay to kill this guy because he's a Jew.
Yeah. I know. It's really frightening. It's really frightening what people can do when they go crazy. And you have to live your life bravely and openly and well, protecting your privacy as much as possible in the days of ID theft and everything else. But, you know, you have to, you just can't let this daunt you. You can't let it stop you ever at all.
Right.
But if you think white supremacy is over in America, think again, it's not.
Nope, it's not.
No, it's not.
Thank you very much. Have yourself a good day.
Thank you, Mike, and Fort Collins. I think it is waning, though. I really do think there is a new day for America. I do believe that. I think we're getting better, not worse. I just think the people who are better have to turn out to vote in record numbers. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Denny in Boulder County, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, Aaron.
Denny.
Yes. Hey, the word hope really threatens a lot of the anti-Obama people, and I don't know if they're formal for McCain or not, but a little incident, and supposedly, quote, so-called Christians and family values people think that there's a real difference between McCain and Obama. I have a Obama sticker on my car, and on the side of my car, I've got his hope sticker, and I found in particular, I don't want to slam all people who or smear all people who ride motorcycles, but I've had at least two occasions involving three motorcyclists. When they see that hope message, they start bad mouthing Obama, and they start this banter, you know. And I don't use air conditioning, so my car window is down, and so a couple of weeks ago, week and a half ago, there was a guy on a motorcycle with a biker babe on him, and he had no helmet, of course,
of course not.
Yeah, and tattoo, and you know, he starts bad mouthing and talking. He's behind me, so I have to turn around to make any eye contact, and. Finally, he uses the N word, and I just I think that and there's people in favor of Obama who, you know, we can get inappropriate. I'm so frustrated and angry about where this country's gone, particularly in the last 8 years, 7.5 years, and
It's been devastating.
It's, you know, and I, couple of related thoughts. You know, I would love to occasionally on your show or Jay's show have people from other countries, Britain and France and Spain, who, you know, Spain, who I guess is now in South America.
Yes, it's in South America, and it's on McCain's stuff list, you know?
Yeah.
Stuff it list, let's put it that way.
No, I think,
yeah,
I
no,
think
it's,
we have
it's crazy.
To, we have to just stand up and you know, I can handle the verbal stuff, and but I just like to look this guy in the eye, you know, and then he roared off, you know, and...
Of course he did, because he's a
coward.
With
his tail between his legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, this is not all bikers or motorcyclists.
No, it's your next door neighbor, possibly. I mean, this woman was the person who said this, a parishioner, right? Now, this guy actually used his name. He said that he would vote. She is anti-abortion, speaking of Palin, anti-gay marriage, anti-big oil, a big lifetime member of the NRA. She hunts, she fishes, she's the perfect woman. And then one
she
parishioner ruled out voting
image.
For. I know, it's ridiculous. I know, anti-abortion, anti-gay marriage. You feel like you're watching Tina Fey Lock and Load, right? Are, one parishioner ruled out voting for Mr. Obama explicitly because he's black. Are they going to make it the Black House? Now, the guy, Ray McCormick, asked to embarrass the hushing from a half dozen others gathered around the rectory kitchen. So he even took credit for it. I mean, it's like,
You know, the fact of the matter is some people are blatant racists.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and... Some people, the only issue is abortion, you know, and
I know
I would love to see that. My understanding is that the abortion rates went down under Bill Clinton's administration.
Yes.
And they're back up.
If you have a president who's trying to outlaw birth control, you know, I mean, money for it's crazy. And thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate it. I do have to jump to a break, though. It's 9:18 in the morning. I get filled with outrage every time I think about this stuff. But, you know, there's something being circulated on the internet called Heavy, Heavy Perspective. And I don't know who did it, or I'd give credit to who authored it. But it's like, if you kill an endangered species, you're an excellent hunter. If you have an abortion and you're not a Christian, you're a murderer. Forget about it happened being date raped or by your daddy, I'll add parenthetically. Black teen pregnancies, a crisis in Black America. White teen pregnancies, it's a blessed event. The hypocrisy in this election is amazing. 9:19, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin, and here's John Turk with the traffic.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not
I love this
great.
Song.
Yeah,
and the financial storms of this week in particular. And guess who's on the hook? Oh, everybody say RTC. Yeah, it's the taxpayers. We're now the owner of bad debt. Can't we sell bad debt to China? I mean, we buy everything from them. Can't we just sell them some of our bad debt? How come we have to take this on? So I'm grateful that Barack Obama is not going to do the easy okey-doke and try to come out with some sloganeering. He's actually going to be thoughtful. What a concept! What a change! One of his first principles is, and I quote, "We cannot lose sight that we're in the midst of a broad economic crisis that also requires immediate action to create jobs and help support distressed homeowners and communities. For too long, this administration has been willing to hit the fast-forward button in helping distressed Wall Street firms while pressing pause when it comes to saving jobs or keeping families in their homes. Swift and unprecedented action to shore up Wall Street must come alongside equally swift and serious efforts to help struggling families on Main Street, create new jobs, and grow our middle class once more." And I'll get all four of them in before the end of the hour, I promise you. Jerry in Pine, welcome to AM 760. I'm sorry, Mick in Denver. You've been waiting longer. Excuse me, guys. I didn't mean to confuse you. Mick in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jerry, you're up next, but Mick's been waiting longer. Hi, Mick.
Hi, how you doing, Aaron?
I'm well, Mick. What's going on?
A couple points here. You know, you were talking about race a little earlier, one of your other callers, and how it you know, it's definitely a critical point, the linchpin in this election and all. Talking to some people yesterday, because I'm doing a little volunteer work here, one of the things came up about that really in the United States, yeah, we have people that are going to look at that as one of their main issues. They just won't vote for a black man. It's kind of like we're living in a sort of American apartheid system, and we can end that system, or at least, you know,
we can rebuke it very well if we elect Barack
with this
Obama.
Election. Absolutely.
Yep,
we could stick a stake in its heart and hopefully see the next generation.
Well, the next generation, I think, is already there. The people we have to worry about are the aging trogs who haven't gotten over the fears of their childhood,
absolutely.
And people who were raised with very bigoted parents, because let's not forget
that's
part of it.
And we have to encourage that. We have to encourage that now, and certainly for the next generation also, to keep, you know, to keep hammering away at that until one day, you know, race is nothing but, you know, a historical footnote. But the other thing is I'd like to encourage people, you know, volunteerism is money also, but, you know, when you get these mailers from, I mean, I've gotten them from quite a few number of people, you know, here locally and around the country, like Al Franken, for instance. If you can't send them $25 or $10 or $5, send them a dollar.
Yeah.
Make it worth their mailing that stuff out. The easiest way to do it, write a check out for a buck, get a money order, whatever, you know, and also put a stamp on the envelope, because when they mail those things, they're usually sending them to you with envelopes
with postage
that are already
paid,
prepaid. Well, it helps them when you stick a 42-cent stamp. So you're giving them a $1.42 donation, and that will help. If everyone does that, if every Democrat and every good independent and even the good Republicans that are out there do that, it'll be such an onrush of money for those candidates and for Obama in particular. So I usually get a stack every week, and what I'm doing is I'm sending them a buck, sometimes $2, and
good
all that,
you,
because I cannot afford to send them any more. I've sent more before.
Oh, I got invited to a Tony fundraiser here that I'd love to go to, but it's like, I can't make that kind of contribution right now. I just can't.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. And one last thing.
Yes, sir.
Places like the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Very great at watching those right-wing reactions. So is the Anti-Defamation League.
You do the same thing to them. Yeah. Every, you know, Planned Parenthood, Amnesty International, ACLU, there's lots of organizations out there that are worth giving them at least a dollar or two out of your budget and whatnot when they send you something, just to say we're out here and we're not forgetting you and we're gonna, you know, the little we can give. Everybody doing it, they'll get money.
Thank you for your that reminder, Mick. I appreciate it. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. I have something else to add to that, too. You know, it's go ahead and give it to them, and then give Sarah Palin the credit and put your return address at the McCain campaign. It just sounds fun to me. But give them your real address, too, so that they'll continue to ask you for contributions at Planned Parenthood. You know, there's a conservative publisher of National Review, and he actually, Wick Allison, the editor-in-chief, has, you know, now been saying that he is going to vote for Barack Obama. He says, the more I think, I listen and to read about the most liberal member of U.S. Senate, the more I like about him. Barack Obama strikes a chord with me no figure has since Ronald Reagan. To explain why, I need to explain why I'm a conservative and what it means to me. And he goes on and says in 64, he was, you know, 16, and he was for Goldwater and a bunch of things. And he says that, you know, that conservatism was a stance for him, but he adds, and I'm going to skip down and read the pertinent part, Barack Obama is not my ideal candidate for president. In fact, I made a maximum donation to John McCain during the primaries when there was still hope he might come to his senses. But now I see Obama is almost the ideal candidate for this moment in American history. I disagree with him on many issues, but those don't matter as much as what Obama offers, which is a deeply conservative view of the world. Nobody can read Obama's books, which it is worth noting he wrote himself, or listen to him without speaking, without realizing that this is a thoughtful, pragmatic, and prudent man. It gives me comfort to think that after 8 years of George W. Bush, we will have a president who has actually read the Federalist Papers. Bravo. I mean, you know, and this, the sun is, you know, going to come out tomorrow, and, you know, the world isn't collapsing in our feet. It's not raining fire from the sky. So National Review endorsing Obama. Jerry in Pine, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, or at least the editor is. Welcome, and thank you for joining us, Jerry. I appreciate your call.
Hi, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm well.
I'm part of the Campaign for Change for Barack Obama.
Cool.
And I make phone calls every night, and I appreciate the what the last guy said about donating money.
Mm-hmm.
But Colorado is a swing state.
Yeah.
And it's really important. And I make phone calls every night that I can. I have to take my wife to the doctor a lot. But every time that I can make a phone call, I do it. And I.
What response have you been getting?
You know, it's kind of funny. I've gotten, we only call the unaffiliated voters.
Sure.
And the.
Good. That's where we need.
Yeah, we try to talk to them. And I get some Republicans and I get some Democrats. And I have had some racism in there, but it's amazing to me that the amount of phone calls that I make, that we're almost 6-1 for Barack Obama.
Wow.
And the polls come out saying, you know, that they're neck and neck, but if the people that I call, the vast support is for Barack Obama.
Huh.
But I need to get on and maybe give you some numbers. I'm on or off the air or something, but I need to get everybody, at least in Jefferson County where I live, to get on the phone and you know, do everything
well,
we can.
Well, shoot them to me in my email, and I'll put them into a Round Robin's post that I'll put on the listeners' forum. Or you can go to my website, ERANHARTshow.com, go to the listeners' forum, sign up, and post your information. I'd be happy to carry that kind of information. Now, those of you hooligans who are going to try to punk me, just be aware, I will erase your posts immediately if you put garbage up. But if you have a legitimate thing, you, please share this information with me. I would love to put it on my listener forum. Please do it.
Well, we need to, you know, this is so important, and they're saying Colorado could turn the nation.
ERIN.
Jefferson County could turn Colorado.
And I'm happy. I pay for the hosting. I'm happy to have it. ERINHeartShow.com. Please go to my website. Go to the listener forum. It's easy to post. Just post it right there, and I'll be happy to share information during the elections, and we'll have it there so everybody can look it up, okay? Thank you. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm sorry, John, could you repeat? It's 303-713-7600. Chris in Lakewood, thank you for joining us. Welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Chris?
Thank you for taking my call.
Hey.
I got a real scratchy voice, so I'm going to keep it to a minimum here.
Sure.
Did you happen to see the Larry King show last night?
I did not.
CNN? Well, Ed Schultz and Babe Buchanan were on there, and Ed pointed out to Babe that McCain has not at all during this election addressed issues and concerns of African Americans, and I swear to God, Babe Buchanan said, well, why should he? They are not supporting him. And I swear I yelled at the TV at the exact moment that Ed said, because they're Americans.
Oh,
you
my.
Do not dismiss a whole group of Americans because they do not support you. And Babe Buchanan, she knew when she said it that she had gone the wrong way. And the discussion with Larry King was just absolutely palatable.
Ooh.
I mean, it was one of the... I sat there with my jaw on my chest saying, I could not believe that a supposed American citizen of supposed intelligence would make such an outlandish statement. But you know that's how they feel.
It is how a lot of them feel.
On any group that did not...
She should be ashamed of herself.
That whole campaign should be.
Yeah, they should be ashamed. They've lied, and I know they
should
be ashamed.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, isn't that the first tenet of our government that the president represents all Americans?
Yes,
not just the ones that support him.
Well, like, you know, look at their attitude towards Katrina. Look at their attitude now towards the people down in South Texas. I mean, they're just looking at them and going, forget it. You too, you can drown. Have a good time. Bye. Be disaster.
Yeah.
We don't have ice for you. Let them eat. Let them what? Eat dirt? Let them eat seawater? What the heck's the attitude?
I know. Well, hope that someone from the Obama camp saw that and used that in a commercial. Because I think there are even people that, you know, are not an African-American or an ethnic group of any kind, that would see that and just see how just disturbing.
And disgusting and despicable it is. Thank you so much for calling attention to it. I'm sure Ed will mention it on his show coming up next. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Love to have you aboard. It's 8:34, time for Colorado's Progressive Traffic with John Turk. Woohoo! Thank God it's Friday, John.
Oh, yes, Aaron. Getting ready. Making the countdown about 25 minutes and 45 seconds. Not like I'm
nothing,
counting.
Nothing. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay, and it's, thank God, it's Viernes Social. It's Social Friday. That's what we used to say in Puerto Rico when I was growing up. Viernes Social. Woohoo! Okay, I want to talk to you about anything you want to talk about rest of the hour, 303-713-7600. Now, you know, one of the things I want to contrast and compare, okay, and I also promised you, Barack Obama's four principles are on the Washington Wire website of the Wall Street Journal. But second, any taxpayer support must have its focus protecting the nation's long-term interest in a stable financial market and growing economy rather than rewarding particular companies or the imprudent decisions of borrowers or lenders. Third, the plan must be temporary and coupled with tough oversight and regulations of our financial institutions. And finally, the plan must be part of a globally coordinated effort with our partners in the G20. We're facing a global financial crisis, and the United States can take a leadership role. Yay! I can't wait to see what else comes out of that intelligent, amazing candidate for president, that man's mouth. Pierre in Hartsel, welcome to AM 760 Colorado Progressive Talk. Good morning.
First, I have a few little things. First one is my favorite name for Palin is Caribou Barbie or the Church Lady. I love that one.
The Church Lady.
Yeah, I heard that one the last time you were here, and
yes.
I thought that was very appropriate.
Excellent.
Okay, second, when I went to the caucuses this time, Democratic caucuses, people turned out in droves. The poor people that had the caucus were just astounded. At
I know, we have the same phenomenon up here.
And
yep.
They were all white people, with one couple that was Hispanic. Everyone went for Obama, except for the Hispanic couple went for Hillary. So, you know, that's just the way it is. So, you know, I think that that white vote is still there. I just think, you know, you do have your fair share of racists out there. What can you say? So,
well, and people can vote against Obama because they don't like his policies. That's fine with me. It's like, I don't like Sarah Palin, and I'm a girl, and she's a girl, but that doesn't mean I have to automatically like her either.
That's right. Absolutely. Third, my husband was driving down the street the other day, and sure enough, he was behind this vehicle that had life's a bitch, so you don't have to vote for one. And there was a picture of Hillary. And so he drove up to the lady, and he says, oh, I love your bumper sticker. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know. And he says, now all you have to do is change the picture on it. And she was just astounded. And I thought, well, you know, if she can get away with putting Hillary on there, that's just ridiculous. So,
yeah.
You know, and the last thing is, it was in Texas. They had a Republican whatever, and they were passing out the pins that said, if Barack Obama is president, will it still be the White House? So, anyway.
That's like that ugly parishioner in Pennsylvania guy. It's not the Black House.
Yeah, well, that's where that came from, I'm pretty sure. So,
well, you know, the best question, one of the best questions that has been asked of Michelle Obama, and forgive me, but I forget who asked it of her at the moment. I think it was Brian Williams of NBC, actually, who said, you know, you're going to be entering the White House built during John Adams's term, in part by slaves. And it gave me chills.
Yeah, well,
and I thought, redemption is a long time coming.
It sure is.
And it ain't full redemption, and we ain't there yet.
Yep.
But that is just incredible to think that, I mean, I just want that. I want our country to be redeemed. But it's not only, let me put it this way. If Barack Obama were a white man, I would cheerfully vote for him. If he were Barack Obama and he were a woman, I would vote for him. Because
yeah.
I like his policies. I like the way he speaks.
He's a statesman.
The way he thinks.
He's a statesman. He's intelligent.
Yes.
He puts intelligent people around him. The world loves the guy. You know, we're in this horrible economic climate right now. And, you know, it's such a burden for anyone who's going to take office. But the fact is, at least the rest of the world, if we went for Barack Obama, will sigh with relief knowing that we've put someone finally with some brains in there. So, you know, but that's about all I have to say. And
thank you very much. Yes, and please do take up my invitation. Those of you who are listening today, go to my website, erinhartshow.com. Participate in the listener forum. I'd like to keep in touch between appearances and be able to tell you when I am working somewhere. Now, here's the other thing. There's this list circulating around the internet that's talking, contrasting and comparing. If you grew up in Hawaii, you're exotic. But growing up in Alaska and eating moose burgers, you're the quintessential American story. If you name your kid Barack, you're unpatriotic. If you name your kid Trig or Bristol, you're colorful. Kevin in Boulder, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kevin.
I'd like to address the whole Trooper Gate cover-up.
Sure, and it's getting covered up.
As we know, the White House has been had several people put under subpoena, and they've ignored it. And the same thing is happening with the Trooper Gate. So I think it should be pointed out that the Palin thing is just more of the same, you know, more denying responsibility for their actions, and the hypocrisy of it all is just unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
That's the main thing I wanted to say. And just on a lighter note, I'd like to say if they did get elected, it would give hope to the underqualified everywhere. I mentioned this to other hosts. But
you mean McCain and Palin?
Yeah. You know, for example, I've seen
something mediocrities unite.
Right. For example, I've seen a hospital, so I'm hoping to get hired as a doctor.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here in a studio with electronic equipment. Boy, I think I'll go out and become an electrician.
There you go. As
you
long
know?
As somebody's life is at risk, you know.
You know, it's like, just like, it's ridiculous. It's insane. And I just, you know, well, it's like, here's the one I love in this list of things I've been reading all morning in terms of the perspective. If you spend 3 years as a community organizer, growing your own organization of a staff from 1 to 13, your budget from $70,000 to $400,000, then become the first black president of Harvard Law Review, create a voter registration drive that registers 150,000 new African-American voters, spends 12 years as a constitutional law professor, then spends 8 more years as a state senator representing a district with more than 750,000 people, become the chairman of the state Senate's Health and Human Services Committee, spend nearly 4 years in the United States Senate representing a state of 13 million people, sponsoring 131 bills, and serving on the Foreign Affairs, Environmental, and Public Works and Veteran Affairs Committees, you're woefully inexperienced. But if you spent 4 years on city council and 6 years of a mayor of town with less than 7,000 people, spent 20 months as a governor of a state with 650,000 people, you've got the most executive experience of anyone on either ticket, are commander-in-chief of Alaska military, and are well-qualified to lead the nation, should you be called upon to do so, because your state is the closest state to Russia.
Amazing, isn't it?
I know. Drives me nuts.
The last thing I wanted to say is that I'm going to fully deregulate my eating habits so that I can hopefully gain about 400 pounds and be too big to fail and have the government bail me out with billions of dollars.
Doesn't that just make you say, and you know who's on the hook, baby? You and me.
That's right.
Us middle-class tax break, you know, tax holders, man, taxpayers, we are on the hook.
Right, and John McCain has called himself, I quote, the deregulator, and it should be noted that because of his deregulation policies, that's why where we're at today.
You know what the funniest line of Barack Obama's yesterday was? I think it was yesterday. He said, John McCain can't decide whether he's Dennis Kucinich or Barry Goldwater, because he's been flip-flopping trying to sound more populist. You know, I care about you now. All of a sudden, I just became a regulator. I don't know how. It must have happened to me in my sleep. Maybe my wife slapped me upside the head.
And, I got you. I might as well point out that since McCain has co-opted or tried to co-opt Barack's change message, I think Barack ought to co-opt the straight talk message from McCain and say, you know, straight talk about the economy, straight talk about health care, straight talk about whatever issue, and just
good
tell
idea.
The truth.
Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Enjoy. And everybody vote, vote, vote. I can't stress this enough. I may not work again on AM 760K Progressive Talk before the election. So in case I don't, and I hope I do, but it's please vote. Please vote. Register to vote. It's October 6th. Register to vote. Vote. exercise your freedom. Get people out to vote. Mobilize, please. This is a critical election, most critical that I've seen in our nation's history. Mark in Littleton, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi. Hey, couple things. Have you mentioned this Wick Allison article by any chance?
I just did. You must have.
I missed it, I guess. I was off
from the National Review. He endorsed him and said lifelong conservative since he was 16 years old.
Right.
Endorsing Barack Obama because he's prudent and sensible.
Now, if I'm recommending that everybody listening goes to D Magazine, not to the Daily Cause, because if you send your conservative friends articles from the Daily Cause, your credibility is a little bit lessened.
True.
If you'll go to dmagazine.com and go to that article and then cut and paste the URL and send it to everybody you know that's voting Republican, I mean, this is the greatest thing for all my conservative friends that, I think.
Well, and have you've been reading David Brooks lately? He's sounding an awful lot like he's going to vote for Barack Obama, too, in his columns. He hasn't out and out said it, as far as I know. But he's been pointing out how reckless. And did you read Elizabeth Drew in Politico?
I did not, no.
Well, she's the author of Citizen McCain.
Uh-huh.
She said she published a positive book about him. I've been a longtime admirer of John McCain. She publicly defended him against the Bush, pro-Bush whisper campaign. But then she says that watching him, and I'll just cut to the chase, her last paragraph, two paragraphs. Now he's back to declaring himself a maverick, but it's not clear what that means. If he gains the presidency, is McCain going to rebel against the base that now he's now depending on to get him elected, hence his selection of running mate Sarah Palin? Campaigns matter, and if he means shaking up the system, which is not the same thing, opposing earmarks doesn't cut it. McCain's recent conduct of his campaign, his willingness to lie repeatedly, including in his acceptance speech, and to play Russian roulette with the vice presidency in order to fulfill his long-held ambition, has reinforced my earlier and growing sense that John McCain is not a principled man. In fact, it's not clear who he is.
That's great.
How about that?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
real quickly, too, though, I wanted to mention one more thing before I get off here. And that is, to me, the most telling thing about Sarah Palin, and it hasn't come out that much, and I don't understand why at all, because to me it would keep, if we exploited it, it would keep it from ever getting one minority vote, in my opinion. And that is this Rouge Coup, or Coup Rouge. It should be Coup Rouge, but I don't know. You know, the corporation she started, I mean, Redneck, I mean,
a corporation called Coup Rouge Redneck?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she has two corporations. You know about the one, the Alaskan Car Wash.
Yeah.
But the other one was called Coup Rouge. The Alaskan Car Wash, she didn't pay the state taxes on, so she sent herself a letter saying, you know, she was, you know, going to fine herself. And the other, but that's all over. But the Coup Rouge, yeah, she has a corporation. And now, it never did anything, but she and her husband are owners of a corporation in Alaska called Coup Rouge or Rouge Coup. I can't, you know, it should be Coup Rouge, but I think
Redneck, they actually, oh my goodness. Well, you know what? I don't know. Did you read that on the blogs or did you read
it's
that
all
in the news
article? Place. I've got it. I could probably cite the deal. I've got it. I mean, I've got the stuff. It's just do, you know, Coup Rouge and Palin on a Google or something.
Oh,
but
man.
Or Google,
how do you spell coup? I know how to spell
C-O-U.
Rouge. COU. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to Google it right now. I love Google. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Oh, man. Can you imagine? Okay. Michelle, you're going to be up after traffic. I just want to read another one of these contrast and compares. If you're a younger male candidate who thinks for himself and makes his own decisions, you are presumptuous. If you're an older male candidate who makes last-minute decisions you refuse to explain, you're a shoot-from-the-hip maverick. Yeah. I'm Erin Hart, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Time for, I think that's the final traffic report of Friday. John Turk, go for it, dude. Lead us off those highways into the distance to our vacay for at least 2 days.
I know.
Well,
it's going to be
in your
night.
Case, one.
Well, thanks a lot. Rub it in. Thanks.
Hi, this is Erin Hart on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Thanks to Thera, to John Turk, to Chris Olinger, and to Tony McCullough for making this program possible today. Program possible, if I can get my P's correctly without popping them. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. And thank you very much. Jay will be back on Monday. Looking forward to talking to you again sometime soon. Michelle in Aurora, welcome and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Erin. I want to tell people that if they can't contribute or Canvas, you can go on the Barack Obama website, click on My Neighbor to Neighbor for any state, and it'll give you a call list, and you can make calls from home.
Yep, and that works fine. And Michelle, thanks for reminding us. They are really the best. They have the best organization on the internet I've ever seen.
And I'm hoping you young people stand up for the revolution.
Stand
Let's
up.
Let's move this country forward.
Let's get this country forward. Let's all work together to see what kind of country we can do. We certainly will do better than we've done in the last 8 years, I think. We've been mostly in the minority.
That's right. Thank you
so much. Thank you so much, Michelle. And thanks for being brief, too, because I want to try to get you all in who are hanging on at the moment. And thank you for welcoming me back to Colorado with full lines most of the week. I appreciate it. Rob in Fort Collins, welcome and thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, I just am new listening to the station, and I just want to say I agree with Michelle about if you can't give money, go volunteer. You can do it online, or you can go down to the Obama office. And I've never, in the past, I've always voted, but I've never participated further than that. And this time I've given money, and I've volunteered, and the volunteering wasn't as scary as I thought it was. You know, knocking on doors was okay, And I ended up getting two tickets. I went with my daughter, and we saw Obama down in Golden.
Wonderful.
It was amazing. And it's just really exciting. And I have been giving money. And, you know, every time I think, well, you know, would I give $100 to get Obama if it really got him in office? I'm like, heck yeah. And so, I've been giving more money, and I hope it works. But I think volunteering just a little bit, if everybody can just drop by and do something, or sometimes I even gave them toilet paper because they needed it. And it's just helping them out, and we can make it happen.
Thank you very much for your call, Rob. I appreciate it. Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it isn't as scary as you think it might be. I was kind of shocked because I've mostly been on the other side of the fence. But it is fun, you know. Kevin in Boulder, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Just had a couple of quick comments. People are saying they can't afford to, they can't afford to donate money to Obama. And I say you can't afford not to.
Yeah.
You know, with the way McCain, his response to the disasters this week was to fire everybody.
Oh, you know, and fire people he can't even fire. That was my favorite, you know.
Yeah, and it was ridiculous. And then another quick note. I don't know if you're old enough to remember the old Gidget movies, but that's what Sarah Palin reminds me of, you know. She was a girl who would try and do good, and it turned into disaster. So I think we ought to call this Gidget Goes to Washington.
Well, I think I've only seen a snippet of a Gidget movie, but I have to tell you, I think Gidget was probably a nicer person than she is ever. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Chet in Boulder, if you can make it in 20 seconds or less, you got it. Go, buddy, go.
Yeah, sorry, it took a while to get in. The guy that got insulted in his car. What did the motorcycle have to do with anything? Would it have been different if the other guy had been in a car?
Oh, I think he was just telling the story. But thanks, Chet. Stand up for your motorcycle riders. I understand your ire. I can get that. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you all. Vote, vote, vote. October 10th is the deadline. Vote, vote, vote. Thank you all very much. Have a great weekend. Bye.